went on the internet, looked up a site for an organisation called Common Purpose, very different from the present website, and I thought, what is this? Because it was talking about future leaders in society, and I'd never heard of it. So from that point on, we started to dig, and what we discovered in Plymouth was that it was everywhere, police, hospitals, schools, Chamber of Commerce, but we'd never heard of it. So I'm with colleagues in the Chamber of Commerce who are Common Purpose, but I'd never heard of it. Well, the correct term, according to Common Purpose, is that they're graduates, but basically they had been selected to do a course, which at that stage was a course called Matrix, which was 48 hours in a secluded environment, a hotel or a small accommodation where people could stay overnight. Mm-hmm. And then following that, a day, a month, for a year. What we were really interested in was the fact that it was talking about creating the new leaders. So you say, one, who is Common Purpose to create these people, and what do these new leaders do? And all we knew was we were living in a bit of a nightmare, because there's threats coming in. You're discovering people are members of an organisation they're not declaring, including the police. And you start to get a picture of something working under the surface of society. I'll take it a step further, because eventually a particular gentleman had a good look at the website, and what he found were documents talking about re-engineering a new society, where Common Purpose leaders would be the people who controlled society. And the bit that we also paid attention to is that they were talking about taking children of the age of 12 to 14 and effectively grooming them to be the new leaders. Now, when I've talked to audiences live now, quite often older people will say, this is what happened in Nazi Germany, Hitler Youth. Well, it's a pretty interesting circumstance when you've had a perfectly good idea to help people and somebody's suppressing it, and also threats and intimidation are used. But I was very lucky, because I was with a good group of people who stuck together, and we started to dig. And when we started to dig, we found very interesting things. Well, the key bit is you find a city, which Plymouth was the first one, where you found that people were Common Purpose in positions of power and influence. And what we started to realise very quickly was that if you had enough people in key positions working for this organisation, then effectively Common Purpose could control the agenda in a city. And some of the supporting documentation that a colleague of mine, well qualified, read, said absolutely that, how to control your host city. So we began to get a picture that there was I'll call it a quasi-political organisation, controlling a city by pulling the levers of key people in positions of power and influence. Well, this is a very important point, because Common Purpose talks as though you walk into a Common Purpose office and say, I'd like to do the course, and you do it. That is absolutely not true, because what happens is that groups of what they call senior Common Purpose people in each city select who will do the course or not. And in my talks and on the website, we show documentation where people are selected, he is in the right position, this is the right head teacher, and other people are rejected. One man in Ipswich is rejected because he's too Ipswich. This is all going on out of the public eye. So what we've got is a group of individuals who could include a policeman, a council officer, a local developer, a vicar, maybe somebody from the local university. They are an advisory board for Common Purpose, and they are selecting in their community who is okay, who is the right material to be Common Purpose trained. Common Purpose says that it is trying to assist society and create future leaders and educate people. But what we are finding is that where Common Purpose is operating, never mind what Common Purpose says, we're finding people who say they're, since Common Purpose has been operating, things seem to be breaking down. What is actually happening in this country is it's being taken apart. I use an expression which is, why does nothing work anymore? If you look out the window and you look at what's happening in society, nothing works. Schools, hospitals, transport, police. You must have seen it. Haven't you seen it? And I'll make a statement. I believe this. As an ex-military person, we are heading towards a vicious police state. And at the moment, we know that our politicians are not working for us. We certainly know the House of Lords is not working for us because they are working for profit. And we need to do something to stop the slide into a police state. And lawful rebellion is taking action within the law in order to stop that situation. But it's time people got off their bottoms to do something to shout and stop what is happening. It's very serious what started to happen in this country. This is a very typical comment. We get a lot of calls and emails ourselves saying this. Our organisation isn't working, whether it's a university or a hospital or a school. And if you speak out about what's actually happening, fraud, corruption, bullying, you get victimised. And what you need to do is join in with other people. So have a look at the British Constitution Group. That's the bcgroup.org.uk. website, which is actually talking about lawful rebellion. We had a superb conference in Stoke this Saturday just gone. There was 500 people there, and we were talking about the state of the nation. So we talked about what was happening with the constitution, the police state. We talked about common purpose, and we actually talked about child snatching. And I can tell you the response from that audience was fantastic. So don't try and fight it on your own because you get picked off. Join in with other people. And what we have said is that the aim is definitely no violence. Very, very important, this. And what you do has to be inside the law. The government at the moment, in my professional opinion, if I'm allowed to say it like that, the next step is to increase the financial collapse, and then they are going to foment violence on the streets. And that violence on the streets will be used to trigger the enactment of all of the anti-terrorism legislation, and you are going to be in a police state. So the last thing we need is violence. And I say this to every audience, whether it's to political groups or whether I'm talking to Muslim groups, we are all in this together, and it's very, very important. But for that lady, get involved with other people, learn what other people know, and that is the movement. We need to get millions of people in this country mobilised. It's www.thebcgroup, BC is for British Constitution, thebcgroup.org.uk.